You want to begin lying down on the floor with an appropriate book under the head. Lie down with legs extended and arms extended. Let your body be taken by the floor. Let the weight of the head drop into the book. Let the shoulders be taken by gravity. Sensing the weight of the pelvis as it falls into the floor. You want to notice your spinal column and where it makes contact with the floor and where it leaves the floor. Beginning at the head, notice where in the cervical spine you lose contact and where you regain that contact. Somewhere in the upper chest, through the torso. Once again, the spine leaves the floor somewhere in the lower back. And where do you make contact with the floor again at the pelvis? Allowing the neck to be free, let the head move forward and up, allowing the torso to lengthen and widen, the knees to release away and the legs to be free. You want to notice your right leg. Think of your right leg as a hollow tube. Sense water spilling through the tube, through your thigh, calf, and out the foot. Gently and easily flex the foot and rotate the leg in and out of the hip socket, letting the neck be free and the head to move forward and up the spine. Let the leg drop and be heavy. Once again, thinking through the right leg, think of the leg as a hollow tube. This time, think of sand spilling through the thigh, through the calf, and out the foot. Flex the foot when you feel ready, turning the leg in and out of the hip socket, allowing the lower back to be wide, and the breath is easy. Let the leg drop and be heavy. You want to notice the difference between the right leg and the left. Gently and easily bend the right knee so that the foot rests on the floor, the knee is facing up towards the ceiling, and the knee is bent. Allowing for an easy inhale. As you exhale, bring the chin to the chest, lifting the head off the floor, rolling back down towards the floor and letting the head regain contact with the book. You want to notice your left leg. Think of the left leg as a hollow tube, sending that water through the full volume of the leg, through the thigh, calf, and out the foot. Flexing the left foot and rotating the left leg in and out of the hip socket, noticing that the right leg can be free and easy, the neck is free, and the shoulders are releasing out. Let the leg drop and be heavy. Noticing the neck, allowing the head to move forward and up. Repeat this process in the left leg, sending that image of sand rolling now through the thigh, through the calf, out the foot. flexing the foot, lengthening through the leg, rotating the leg in and out of the hip socket. Let the leg drop and be heavy. By coming back to primary control, allow the neck to be free and the head to move forward and up, and bend the left knee so that the left foot is resting on the floor and the knee is facing towards the ceiling. Gently and easily snake the body out, allowing for an easy inhale, pressing through the heels, which lifts the pelvis. As you exhale, drop the pelvis away from the ball of the femur, letting the lower back drop back towards the floor. Pressing on your elbows when you feel ready to lengthen through the mid-back. And lifting the head so that the chin comes up to the chest and rolls back down to regain length at the cervical spine. You want to notice your right arm. Think of water spilling down from the right ear through the neck, through the shoulder, elbow, out the fingertips. Gently and easily, allowing the neck to be free, the torso to lengthen and widen, let the right fingers take you on a journey, as if that water is spilling past your fingers, taking the arms across the body, the right arm over the head, creating a gentle arm circle out and around the body. Do this in your own time. It's initiating distally way out at the fingertips, taking the arm across the body, over your head, reminding yourself that the shoulder can drop as the arm comes below the shoulder. When do you need the arm joint of the shoulder? When can it do less? Allowing the neck to be free, the lower back to drop and widen. Gently and easily let your hand come to rest with the palm facing up and your hand below your shoulder height. Notice the difference between the right arm and the left. Thinking of your left arm as a hollow tube, think of that water rushing from the left ear, through the left shoulder, left elbow, through the lower arm and out the fingertips. Gently engage the fingertips in action so that they can begin the journey of the arm circle. The fingertips lead across the body, over the head, out and away from the body on the left side, letting the shoulder drop away. Continue in your own time, noticing the neck, allowing the head to move forward and up, letting the torso lengthen and widen, the knees to release away. Letting the shoulder engage when it needs to on the arm circle. Let it drop when it's not needed. When you feel ready, let the arm come to rest with the palm facing up and the hand below your shoulder height. Go back and notice the contact you have with the floor. Where does your spinal column make contact with the floor? Where does it leave the floor? Letting the torso lengthen and widen, and the knees to release away. Let your feet have gravity. Gently and easily turn the head with a slight nod to begin, and then rotate the head to the left, letting the left ear drop towards the floor. Notice the distance from your right ear to your right shoulder. Think of the shoulder as drifting away from the ear. Letting the neck float back behind the collarbone, behind the jaw. The head floats up on top of the atlas. Gently and easily begin with a nod and then rotate the head to center. When you feel ready, continue it over to the right side. Let the right ear drop into the floor. Notice the distance from your left ear to your left shoulder. Think of the shoulder as drifting away from the ear. Gently and easily, when you feel ready, allow the neck to be free, the head to float up, and let the left arm cross the body so that you roll your whole body over to your right side with the knees bent. Gently and easily helping yourself to sitting, and then standing in your own timing. Allow the neck to be free, letting the head move forward and up to let the torso lengthen and widen, the knees release away and the shoulders release out. As you come to standing, allow yourself to be present with yourself as you begin to be present with the outer environment. Let what you see come back into your experience. This is self-lesson. Take as long as you wish at any portion of the lesson that you wish. Continue this ease as you continue your day.